everybody. Just in my living room here, gonna record this. I always say real quick, but it never winds up being real quick. I just hooked up my mixer and one of my old Sony mics. I might have to get a better microphone for that mixer, though. Ugh, that's gonna be expensive. And I definitely need one of those I have a windscreen already. But I want to get one of those that you actually just put over the microphone, like those foam things. I actually would like to get one of those, because it's much more convenient. It's better than having a friggin' disc in your face, a pop filter in your face, which is what I'm using now. So I wound up hooking up my DJ mixer through Skype, through my sound card, and into my PC, and it works. I just tested it with Brandon from that Gamer Hub, who I thank very much. He sounded like he was kind of getting sick or he had allergies. I hope he gets better soon. But yeah, he tested it with me. It sounds great. I just got to adjust the volume of the other persons on the call. That's about it. And other than that, it records. It records the music in the background. And it'll record the sound effects, which is the other part that I'm going to go do right now. I'm going to try to program a soundboard in Flash. There's programs that help you set that up. Very easy. There's a program called, I don't know if it's still available, Flash Studio. It was a very simple program. I still have it somewhere. I used this like 10 years ago. This is an old program. I know it's still around. It's basically a Flash making assistant that really simplifies making a Flash interface, I used to make Flash intros that way back in the day. Like, we're talking way back in the day. We're talking when Flash and all that stuff just started, where the internet was exploding with Flash. And again, this was, I can't believe that was already 10 years ago. I'm really excited. I can't wait to hear our re-recording. I don't know if I'm going to re-record CBG62. H-Bomb said he might not be able to make it today. And I know Phil isn't getting off work until like 4 o'clock. 4 Eastern. Yeah, he's 2 hours behind, right? I got to double check. If he's in by 4... I'll do it with him. Although it's just going to be us arguing, which is actually pretty good fucking radio. And, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to fucking utilize this. I really can't. I really fucking can't. I'm having a bit of trouble with the mic input. For some reason, it does not pick up everything at the volume that I want it to. It's picking up my mixer. It's limited. It's limited, like it's hitting a ceiling somewhere, and I don't know why or where that ceiling's coming from. I'm using XP to record it because, quite frankly, I'm not familiar with Windows 7's audio options, and I don't think their audio options are as big as they all were in Windows XP, to be honest with you. Sorry, I've been up for a good portion of the day, sorry. So yeah, I just tested it with Brandon. It works. Plays the music, plays everything. And from here on out, all cross-border gaming episodes are going to sound 1,000 times better. Not as in audio quality, but as in features. And on top of that, our shows will be up, you know, right after we record them. You know, I'm going to record them as waves still. I'm still going to manually encode them. I just prefer me encoding them manually. And then I got to see if I can get it to work with Windows 7. And that's a biggie. If I can get it to work with Windows 7, then I don't need to switch over to XP, but that's going to take some external testing. So what I'm going to do, the way I'm going to have it set up, is I'm going to have my phone as the music player. That's going to play all the MP3s. I want to see, I'm going to try to make a soundboard, and I'm going to have our theme song. Our bumpers that we have, and maybe now I'll be motivated to make better, newer ones. Maybe I'll get my friend Tanya to record us some bumpers. She has a nice voice. Actually, she has a pretty sexy voice, to be honest. Good thing Jazz doesn't listen to my audio booze. She's a good friend of mine. She's cool. She's one of the boys. She's one of those friends I got. She's one of the guys. And that's why I like talking to her. She's just one of the guys. She'll get disgusting and nasty, and she's wicked. I have no idea why that girl's single, man. Some dude would be very happy to have a chick like that. Honestly, I have no idea why she's single. Maybe because she has a kid. Yeah, that's probably why. Anyways, we're getting off track. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited that this is going to work. I know SMDL2 is going to lose his shit when he hears that. The fact that he'll have episodes more often and on time. The way I want to do it is I want to release our shows on Mondays. You know why? Because Mondays suck. Mondays suck. The only thing that gets me through my Monday morning commute to work is listening to podcasts that just came out. You know, like Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast, which is out every Monday. Every Monday morning when I'm going to work, that show is up. I'm listening to it. Oh, I'm yawning so much. The only problem is with this new method is if somebody calls H-Bomb or somebody calls my house, we have to make sure that our sound is isolated, that there's no phone calls coming in, that everyone has their phones on vibrate, you know, that kind of shit. That's what's going to have to happen. You know, we're going to have to make sure that our recording time is isolated, that no one's going to call or any of that shit. Or someone's going to knock on the door, like the FedEx guy or something like that. But I'm hoping that this will work. And that this will just bring all-around greatness to our show. I personally can't wait to utilize this method. I think it's awesome. I might need a better mic, but that's about it. I might not, actually, because I recorded Game Debate on those mics with Vic. And they were fine. The only thing is you have to directly speak into them. That's the only other thing. It's not like my condenser mic where, you know, it's unidirectional. You know, it records from different sides. Why are we yawning? Fuck. I'm not even tired. What the fuck? But, yeah, from this point on, man, all our shows are going to sound incredibly good. We're going to mix the intro music in live. One of the things, eventually I'm going to get this thing called a Newmark NS6, probably mid next month, I hope. Like July, I wanted to get it. And what I want to do is I'm going to pre-mix live DJ sets, and I'm going to play those in the background. And I'm going to play those on Cross-Border Gaming first, and then I'm going to release them on Protodome, which I've been wanting to get up off the ground for like the past year. But I've just not had the time or the equipment or the money to do it. But I'm really excited, man. I feel like my podcasting passion has been reinvigorated, like it was when we started doing Cross-Border Gaming. Lately, I've been feeling a little down about it because, although we've been getting more listeners, we're getting more feedback. You know, and that's awesome. But I've been very dissatisfied with the fact that, you know, editing that 2-track, 3-track, 4-track show, it was a pain in the ass to do that. Like, a real pain in the ass to do that, you know. And if I can record our Skype calls and have, because H-Bombs doesn't have that call dropping issue anymore because he lives in his own house now where the router, you know, doesn't go through different floors like it did before. And that's not going to be an issue anymore, thank God. So, I don't know, we'll see. I'm going to wait for Phil to get on the phone. I know he's going to be excited when he hears what we're going to be doing and how we're going to be doing it. The way I'm going to run the soundboards, I'm not going to run the soundboards off my main PC because I'm going to use that to record. I'm going to be using my netbook to run the boards, essentially. I'm going to have to get a stand for my netbook now, unfortunately. But actually, I can use the box for it. That should give me enough of a riser to make it work. If not, there's these laptop stands that they have for DJing that I could buy. They're pretty cheap. They're only like 20, 30 bucks. But yeah, from here on out, Cross-Border Gaming is going to a different level. I mean, I cannot wait to listen to our, you know, the first show where we've worked out all the kinks. Because I know the show that we're going to have tonight, I'm going to have to work out the kinks. And it's going to take me a while to do that. But you know what? I'm just happy that it works. I'm just happy that it works. And yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm thrilled. I'm fucking thrilled. I can't wait. I can't wait for you, the audience, to listen to it. So until next time, toodles.